This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support. So the challenge that I have and other preachers have every single year is, how do you preach something new on a story that people know so well? The Christmas story is a story that most of us are all very, very familiar with. We're familiar with the details of Mary and Joseph and the angels. We're familiar with the shepherds and the wise men. Many of us have, at a young age, have had nativity scenes in our house in which we have been reminded through art and statues about the miraculous nature of Christ's birth. How do you preach a story that people are so familiar with? I ask myself the question, what is there new to say about Christmas? And as I ask myself the question, I realize that the answer is in the question. Meaning, it's not so much what we need to know about Christmas, but why Christmas is important. You see, when we think about all the different things and all the different people that we know about the Christmas story, it's about the what. If you ask people, what does the Christmas story say, they could tell you. But if you ask them, why Christmas? Why did God need Christmas? Why do we need Christmas? The answer might be more difficult to articulate. So that's what I'd like to talk about today, the why behind Christmas. Because you see, when we focus just on the what of Christmas, Christmas becomes just an event or a story. It becomes a moment or a season during our year, something that we see or celebrate. Maybe it's like our favorite Christmas movie. It's something that we watch this time of year, but as the year goes on, we forget about it until next year. But for us, Christmas is more than just a story. It's more than just an event. Christmas is a reality that we can live into each and every day of our lives. You see, why Christmas is important is just as important as what Christmas is all about. And so that's what I'd like to spend the rest of the time talking about, is the why behind Christmas. And there are three reasons why Christmas is important. First of all, Christmas is personal. Christmas is personal. You see, for us living in the 21st century and hearing the Christmas story so many times and it being retold for thousands of years, we can lose track of how revolutionary the idea of God becoming a person actually is. See, in ancient times, before the birth of Christ, people believed that God was immaterial, that God was removed from the material world, that God himself was perfect, and that God would never sully himself or dirty himself by coming down to earth amongst an imperfect world and imperfect people. But the Christmas story tells us that the immaterial became material, that God, in all his wisdom, became a person, that God became a person for one specific reason, so that he could better get to know you and me, and we could better get to know him as well. You see, God becoming a person tells us that throughout history, God would try to do different things to relate to people. God would give different people laws, and if you read the Old Testament, he would even send different prophets to visit and preach his word. But as the old expression goes, if you want to get something done, do it yourself. That's what the Christmas story is. God is about becoming a person, visiting us here on earth, being with us, living with us, teaching with us, struggling with us, and then dying for our sins. God goes from a place that no person ever wants to leave when they get there, heaven, and comes down to an imperfect world to struggle and suffer. Not for the sake of himself, but for the sake of you and me. Which leads to the second reason about the why behind Christmas. Is Christmas is the story of God's willingness to go any lengths for you. To go anywhere for you. You see, as people, we are limited. We are limited in what we can do and say. We are limited in where we should go and what we should do. I remember that when I went to seminary for the first time, I went to seminary in the south side of Chicago. And I remember arriving there, and we had our orientation week the first week before classes, and we learned all the different things that go into being a seminary student and all the different ways of being a seminary student. And I remember one time during our orientation week, we were visited by a Chicago police officer. And the Chicago police officer assured us that in the neighborhood that we were living in, that the area and the school was in and that we were living in was very, very safe. But he told us certain things. He told us that we shouldn't go north of a certain street, that we shouldn't go west of a certain street, that we shouldn't go east of a certain street, and that we shouldn't go south of a certain street, that there were certain areas or boundaries that we had to limit ourselves to do so in order to us to live a safe and productive life. But this Christmas story teaches us that there is no place that God will not go. Where we are limited in our ability to do certain things, there is no place God is not willing to go to find us and be with us. You see, when we read the Christmas story, we understand that God could have appeared anywhere to anyone. That God could have been born in a great palace. That God could have been born into important political leaders and parents. Doing so on the surface would have ensured that God would have been able to reach people a lot faster because by nobility of his birth would give him credibility. But you see, God didn't do that. God was born to people that were considered the least of people. God was born to unwed teenage parents. And when God came into the world, he did not come into the world surrounded by doctors and nurses. God came into the world surrounded by barn animals in a place that no parent would want to first lay their babies. And when it came time to announce the birth of Jesus, God did not go to a king or a queen. God did not go to a celebrity, but God went to shepherds who were watching their sheep by night. Now, shepherds, as you may have heard in Jesus' day, were not people who were important. That shepherds were often the people who were cast out of their villages and towns. This were cast out because they were no longer wanted or desired by their families. And imagine on this night that when the angel of the Lord appeared to them, it was quite a shock. The scripture says that the angel had to tell them, "Do not be afraid," because out of nowhere, the angel of the Lord appeared to them and said that they were going to be the first witnesses to the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the whole world. See, God did not consider The world did not consider them worthy, but God did. And I think that's a problem sometimes. I think that's a problem sometimes with the modern church and the modern way that the faith is taught. That sometimes we look at certain people and we consider them worthy. Sometimes we look at certain people and we consider them more welcome in places and houses of worship. That because of their behavior, because of their reputation, because of their background, that God perhaps loves them more than others. But don't forget that the Christmas story, God intentionally chose himself to reveal himself to people who were considered unworthy. God went to a place where no other place was willing to go, to be born in no place where someone would not want to be born. And God does the same for you. Often because of loneliness or isolation or because of our past, we think that God may have forgotten us or abandoned us, that God doesn't listen or perhaps God doesn't care. But nothing could be further from the truth. When you need him, God will be there for you, no matter what is going on in your life. You see, this time of year, it seems like everything is about getting things right. That in order to have the perfect Christmas, in order to have the Christmas that we feel like we should have, everything needs to go according to plan. We need to buy the right gifts, cook the right food, and have the right people around us. And this past week, I heard a story from someone where everything wasn't going right. You see, the person who cuts my hair shared with me a few days ago that because of the storm that we have experienced here in Illinois, she was concerned and worried that she would not be able to go out of town for Christmas. She deeply believed that in order for it to be a meaningful Christmas, in order for it to be the Christmas that she should have and that it should be, that she needs to go and be able to be with her family. And the truth of the matter is, that is completely understandable. It's completely understandable for someone to want to be with their family on Christmas. But it's important for her and for all of us to know that Christmas is not about us going to someone else. That Christmas is about God coming to us. God coming to us wherever we are. We at times may feel like those shepherds, and God comes to us, and there is no place that God is not willing to go to find us. That's what the Christmas story is about, is God demonstrating his love for us by his willingness to go any place for us, his willingness to go in a manger, his willingness to go to places and houses and ministries that no person thought he should ever participate in, and more importantly, his willingness to go to the cross for us. So no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, know that there is no place God is not willing to go on behalf of you. And the final and third why behind the meaning of Christmas is to know that you are God's tool of Christmas. That Christmas is not something that God simply wants to bring to you. That Christmas is something that he wants you to bring to other people as well. That God wants you to share the Christmas message with other people. And the Christmas message, first and foremost, is not about gifts or presents, but the Christmas message, first and foremost, is about the presence of God. That Jesus says in the scriptures that you are the light of the world, that you are God's message and you are God's ambassador. The Christmas message is about a light being shining in the darkness, about a small child doing great things. And God, in your smallness, wants to do great things through you as well. God wants you to be a light to someone else. And you might wonder, how might God be using you to be a light to someone else or the world? God does this by helping you be more kind, be more generous, be more considerate, and be more giving. You see, you can bring the Christmas message, not just today, but all the days of your life, to those who need it, to those who want to hear it, by being a person that Jesus was, filled with kindness and goodness and love. So you remember, may you realize the why behind Christmas is it's about the immaterial becoming material. It's about the person of Jesus Christ becoming present, not just 2,000 years ago, but in your life. It's about God demonstrating that there is nowhere and no one he is not willing to reach. That no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter where you might find yourself, know that God is very near. And may you be near to those who need to hear it. May you share acts of love and generosity and mercy and kindness with all those in need. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for the ways that he works in and through our life. We give you thanks for this reminder that Christ is not simply born in a manger 2,000 years ago, but Christ is born in the times and in the places and wherever we need him. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at @GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.